Government trying to make a life a little bit easier for the pet owners and their landlords with this introduction or eventual introduction of these pet bonds. The hope is it will give more landlords confidence to say yes to pets. New Zealand Property Investors Federation President Sue Harrison's with us on this. Sue, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Of all the things a landlord deals with, how big a deal are the pets?
Oh, they're a big deal, although some people with pets make excellent tenants, so they're not always the game changer that people think they are. The good ones out there are more stable and care about their pets, and it's good for the property all round. So it's not always as bad as people think.
Will this move the needle in terms of landlords, the relationship, and getting people into houses who've had problems or not?
None of these are an overnight quick fix. We had a lot of tools put, our way last week, but those tools will take time to get into the marketplace, including this one. They have to go through select committee, so it's the end of 2025, I'm told, before we even see it. So it's very slow, and it's particularly this one's not really a game changer. I think it's having more properties in the marketplace does matter, and the government is trying to move the dial on that, and it's really important for tenants that that happens all around. So it's part of the suite of things they're trying to do.
And you've got no idea, because you're not a politician, why is it the end of next year before it comes through? What's the problem?
It has to go through a select committee process, which, it has to be robust. It's a law-making process, so there's a tire-kicking time when people can put in submissions. And it all takes time. And I'm also told they're going to phase in some of the changes so that there is time to make sure they are fit for purpose and work properly. So, nothing's a quick fix, unfortunately.
Ain't that the truth? Sue, appreciate your time. Sue Harrison, New Zealand Property Investors Federation President.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.